This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's a teeth chattering Tuesday, Rach.
That's actually the best thing to call it. Yes, it's brr.
It's cold in here. I say there must be some freezingness in the atmosphere. I said, oh-wee, oh-wee, oh-wee.
Ice on the car. Well, if you haven't gathered, we are so cold this morning. Oh. I don't know. I didn't actually listen to the weather about what the current temperatures are around Australia right now.
I did hear that it was pretty cold in Canberra, and I feel like it's just as cold right here. I even checked, and I've never done this before yesterday, I found out exactly where it was, what the thermostat was here at the Joy Studios the Pride Centre. Yeah, it's just cold. Okay, so yes, in Melbourne, the cold is setting in. We're in our last days of winter, last weeks of winter, and it's holding on for dear life.
I feel like this is the coldest it's been,
right? We have been doing this show now for over 4 months, and we did it smack bang when winter was hitting hard, and I don't feel like I felt this cold ever in the Joy Studios.
Agreed. I would love to know what temperature it is where our listeners are right now. If you're listening in and you think it's cold where you are, 0427-JOY-949.
Or email on air at joy.org.au. Maybe you've got some frost on your windscreen and you've got a hack to get rid of that. I used to pour hot water on the car, which apparently is not the right thing to do. It's meant to be cold. Yeah, this is where I'm like, maybe you need to help me, because I'm not, as we've learnt every single morning, I'm not an expert on most things. But gosh, we have a bumper show today, don't we, Rach?
Yes, we're not going to talk about the coldness definitely will touch on it again. But we are going to be talking about psychedelic therapies today.
We're going to find out about spicy side hustles. Well, touch on spicy side hustles.
We also have an incredible live lounge on a Tuesday.
I can't stress this enough. Like, it's weird enough we're having one on a Tuesday. But the minute Rach heard this artist, we had to have them.
Yes, and I'm so glad that we've gotten them in on a very special day.
We are going to be finding out all about the Surf Coast Shire's gender neutral bathroom change.
And I also got to find out some very hot goss yesterday.
Oh yeah, you did. And I'm so excited to find out all about it. It's a banger of a bumper Tuesday show. So even though it's a little bit cold, let's shake that off, warm up the coffee, jump in the shower and get hot and spicy.
Joy.
It is, and we have been talking about how cold it is here in Melbourne
because
this morning.
It is so freezing, and Rach and I have rugged up like you would not believe. But Rach, you know how I mentioned I sometimes used to put hot water on the windscreen of my car when it would frost up?
You did.
Okay, and you were like, don't do that. That's not a good idea.
Correct.
So I thought, yeah, because I shouldn't just say things on air and things like that. So I did some Googling, and I had a look. And yeah, no, you're 100% right. You should only use cold or lukewarm water, and that's how you quickly remove frost. So the hot water can be damaging to your windscreen and all of that, but it also, like, it really stresses, do not use boiling water in any way, shape or form. It also says when you get into your car, do turn on your car's heating, including the front and the rear windscreens. So I used to think it would be faster to defrost some things if you use the cold one, because it feels like when you use the hot one, it takes longer.
It gets steamy almost.
Steamies. Yeah. And, you know, while steam is fine, you don't want to be driving with that. So don't drive with any of the frost in general.
But also, don't use your credit card to try and scrape it off either.
On TV shows, I'm like, why are people doing that? Why? What are they thinking? But it is frosty in Melbourne this morning.
Yeah, I actually did check the weather as I was leaving my house. My car said it was 3 degrees, but my app on my phone said feels like 1.
This is kind of crazy because a week ago we were in like t-shirts and it was really nice and warm and everything was fine here in the Joy Studios, and now it's flipped.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming Joy though. Joy is fine.
I also went into the CBD yesterday and I thought by the time we finished our show, the sun would be out, it would have warmed up a little bit. But no, I got in there and it was still only 7 degrees, and I was not wearing many layers yesterday.
Yeah, you know me, you know how my aversion to wearing sleeves. But I'm wearing sleeves right now. It's not okay. We've just gotten a message in from Alyssa letting us know that it's only 4 degrees in Bond Beach right now. So they're feeling the chill as well. Maybe it's extra cold because here at the Victorian Pride Centre where Joy is, we are near the beach because St Kilda Beach is like just over there?
Well, it's not. No, it's not just the beach, because I live further out from the beach and it was actually colder at my place than it was here at the Pride Centre. And also, I did also Google Taryn's work, so my partner's work, who lives, she works out in the Macedon Ranges.
So the, this
minus
is,
yeah. two oh, out there this morning.
We have just gotten a message from Andy all about the frosting on the car. So, because I didn't understand how you do it. When you turn the heater on in your car, also turn on your air conditioner. And this takes the moisture out of the air so you won't have those foggy windows.
Oh,
so this is how we handle the steam. Okay, this
brilliant.
Is good to know. And I'm hoping we don't need to talk about this very much longer because summer is just around the corner.
Yes. If you would like to let us know how cold it is right where you are, get in on the cold action. Let us know. 0427 JOY 949.
Or email on air at joy.org.au. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
It is 16 minutes past 7 on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
And we are feeling the chill because the cold is here. And we are getting totally teased by Wayne in Brisbane.
Yeah, apparently it's making a sparkle though, so that's a good thing. I think he meant shivering people, not sparkling people.
So right now it's freezing and cold and we've gotten a message in saying sparkling people. So is now a bad time to say that it's 14 degrees with a maximum of 27 in Brisbane today? The answer is yes. Wayne. Yes, it is.
It
it's
is
partly cloudy, of course. And we have to give some of the nod to Melbourne's weather. After all, look, you know what? When you come down to Melbourne, Wayne, in a couple of weeks, you are going to, well, hopefully it's not as cold as it is today. I'm hoping this is going to knock about after a couple of weeks.
I feel like in a fortnight from now, it will be warm again.
I'm hoping so. You know, look, it's just the cold is here and there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. And Andy sent through some weather facts for us, because when there is cloud cover in the sky, it's actually warmer because it works as insulation. And when it's a clear night, it's much colder. And it's so true. When you can see the stars, it's always cold.
So I thought I mean, I'm not a meteorologist or a weather person. I think that's a person that does weather.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just cold and I'm not loving it. That's pretty much all I have to say on the matter. I like clear skies and I like cloudy skies and I just need it to be a little bit warmer.
Perfect.
I don't ask for much.
Now it's time for some more music. I think we just need to dance more. This is David Guetta and Shouse, Live Without Love.
Let's shake it off.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy
94.9. On your Tuesday.
And we are heating things up, even though it's a little cold in Melbourne this morning. Rach, do you ever get a chance to listen to Hide and Seek here on Joy?
Yes, I actually got a lot of my sex ed from Hide and Seek when I first moved to Melbourne. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of the show.
Hide and Seek is our sex, sexuality and self show that happens here on the Joy airwaves on a Tuesday evening. And Michael, Tim and John always are, you know, they like to get their spiciness on the airwaves, talking about a lot of different things. And tonight, they are going to be doing a panel, right? They've got a bevy of guests coming in who have a very specific side hustle. They're basically going to open up the world of spicy accounting and find out what happens when the pizza has been delivered, the pool has been cleaned, or the person's been able to get out of the washing machine.
Oh, guess.
And if you don't know that meme, I'll tell you about it during a song.
But okay, great. Okay.
And they've been promoting it for quite a week now. It's going to be a pretty cool show, hearing from lots of different content creators about what they do, what it means. And they've been having people on the socials asking a lot of questions, which has been very cool through their Insta stories and stuff and on Twitter.
I guess through lockdown, a lot of people had to opt for side hustles.
Well, this is what got me thinking. I mean, we are used to side hustles. You know, not only do we do Joy Breakfast here with everyone on the airwaves, but you're a makeup artist and hairdresser.
I am, and I have another side hustle. I'll tell you about it later.
Well, we did hear the last week as well. You know, yes. You look after dogs at weddings. So we are used to it, and me, busy homosexual, entertainer, lots of... Look, there's enough. You can name it. You can look me up on socials. But we're used to side hustling. It's what we do, you know. Have you always side hustled?
I have. Ever since I was a teenager, I was always babysitting on the side, anything to get a couple of extra bucks in my pocket so that I could A, buy phone credit originally,
or
B, like put money towards something.
Well, even when I had a full-time job, that was to pay off a mortgage. It was, and I still kept going. Like I didn't get the title busy homosexual for nothing, keeping on rocking around and doing things. But it got me thinking about everyone else's side hustle, because everyone has one.
Yeah.
You know, my sister-in-law makes jewelry.
Ooh.
During lockdown, I had friends that literally created side hustle businesses where they made biscuits, and I loved getting those deliveries every week.
Brilliant. Oh, I am so curious to know who has what side hustle.
So have you had a side hustle ever, or do you have a side hustle now? We want to know what it is. Does it feed your passion? Does it feed your bank balance? What is that thing that you keep doing that gets you rocking on? Why don't you let us know what side hustle you've got going on? Hit us up on 0427 569 949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au.
And it doesn't have to be a spicy side hustle, like what the hide and seek fellas are going to be talking about tonight on the airwaves. It can be anything. So let us know what your side hustle is. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
It's Rach and Dean with your daily dose of Joy Breakfast.
It is 28 minutes to 8 on your Tuesday morning, and we are chatting side hustles, aren't we, Rach?
I am vibing how many messages we are getting through for these side hustles, and there is everything. There is literally a side hustle for everyone.
The reason why we're talking about it is tonight on Hide and Seek, the team, Tim, Michael and John, are going to be talking spicy side hustles with some content creators as they have a panel and talk about what they do, how they do it and why they do it, which is going to be pretty awesome and interesting. And it got us thinking, we've all got a side hustle.
Yes, and we asked for the messages to come through. What's your side hustle on 0427 569 949?
And whether it's profit or passion, everyone's got some pretty awesome responses.
Our first message comes through from Nick, who started the mental health coach during lockdown as a side hustle, and now it's Nick's full-time job.
I love that. I love that even during all the lockdowns, everyone found a place or space to be able to, you know, point themselves in a direction, and creating that kind of space for yourself is what you want in a mental health coach, really. Like, they've been able to do it, which means any of us can.
I absolutely loved learning some skills from Nick as well.
JJ has also messaged in saying, JJ used to do Fortnite streams and emo night DJ sets on Twitch. It was a lot of fun, but due to moving house, it was no longer feasible, but so much fun to do. I'm always obsessed by this. Triana and Jay does this as well, and yes, does just streams on Twitch, right? And it blows my mind that people can make money from that.
Yes, and like, especially Triana, hugely famous now for doing it, and she's hosts like massive Australia-wide panels. Mm-hmm. How do people even get into that? It blows my mind.
But I love that it exists, because for me, like, you know, like you have a TV show on in the background and it just keeps things rocking and rolling. Yeah, that's, I actually would happily set things up so that I could actually listen to people's Twitches, where, because there's so many different things on it. Like, I did trivia on Twitch during lockdown.
Yes,
and it was
joined.
A great way to use it. Some people play video games, some people just chat and have a good time and watch videos on YouTube. It's pretty awesome to find out how people have become creative with side hustles.
I wish that I had gotten into YouTube when it first began.
And loved it.
Just got into it, because those people are doing so well. We're going to read out more side hustles very soon. Send us yours in
0427 569 949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au.
Joy.
And we are talking side hustles this morning, spicy or not, because Hide and Seek tonight on Joy are doing a spicy side hustle panel. So we started thinking, you know, it doesn't have to all be that kind of content creation when it comes to doing some side hustles, and we'd find out what all of yours are.
Yes, we've gotten so many messages through. Amanda from Northcote messaged in saying, my side hustle is dog grooming. I love dogs, and I had to leave the health sector after 30 years, and it is the best hustle ever.
You have a dog side hustle as well, don't you, Rach?
I take people's dogs to their weddings. I call them dog weddings. It's not the dogs getting married. Everyone's like, what are you up to this weekend? And I'll be like, a dog wedding. But no, I'm taking other people's dogs to their weddings. So much fun.
Josh has messaged in saying, I actually created a side hustle during lockdown that I still do part-time, and that is people's ironings. Josh would actually go up on 5K walk, grab people's ironing that they wanted, would iron them for them, and I would absolutely get someone else to do this. Like, I don't like doing ironing.
I never
at the best
do
of times.
Ironing.
And now just continues doing it as a little bit of side fun.
Josh, you are brilliant.
That's pretty smart, isn't it?
Yeah. Andy messaged in saying that my side hustle is driving heavy machinery, cat loaders and trucks. That is a that's an intense side hustle.
I mean, we know about side hustles. Like, let's be honest, everything is a side hustle to me. Joy Breakfast is a side hustle. I do drag as well. There's photography, so I keep it rolling and rocking and rolling all the time.
Now, Lance has sent through two excellent messages here. Okay. One about a side hustle and one about the weather. So we'll start with the side hustle.
Okay, hit me.
I make very gay hand-woven friendship bands in grade 5 and 6 and sold them to all the straight boys by making them in soccer and football club
colours.
That
was smart. Way to convert. Wait, no, I'm teasing. We, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
Recruitment. Recruitment.
Recruit, yeah.
Now, Lance also said, so we talked about how cold it was this morning, and I feel like this is, although we moved on, it is worth being mentioned because their friend Ben from Ballarat Frolic Festival sent a screenshot of their weather app. Ooh. It's minus 2.6, but feels like
minus 6.7. I don't even know what that feels like.
And his ute door is frozen shut.
Okay, so Lance, just be sure to let your friend know, just like we were saying earlier on in the show, cold water, not hot water on any of the frosty parts of the car.
Yeah.
I'm learning this. I don't know any of these things. If it wasn't for listeners telling me things, I would be lost. I'd probably still be stuck at home.
Yeah. Dean, what other side hustles are you doing at the moment?
Well, I mean, I do a lot. Cleaning my house doesn't seem to be one of them. But, you know, between trivias and hosting events and even the fact that in a couple of weeks I'll be at Gay Ski Week Australia, like, the side hustles don't seem to stop for me.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I love that everyone's found ways to do things. Our parents never really had side hustles. Like, the only side hustle I knew about way in the past was, like, an Avon lady or something. Do you know what I mean? Or pyramid schemes. That's what people thought their side hustles need to be. I love that it's changed and grown now where people can not only create careers for themselves, just create a happier way that they want to live.
Yeah. Do you have to get paid for side hustles?
I don't feel so. You have to.
Well, my mum always had side hustles. Yeah. Always did either crafts and sometimes would sell them at markets, but also went into schools and played her guitar.
Okay. See,
and my mum's an auditor.
And this is perfect. See, the side hustle thing, it can be for profit, but it can also be for passion. Mm. And I think it's great when people can make their passion into profit and still find a way to feed their souls. But I also love when it gets turned around in a completely different way. And everyone gets to be able to just enjoy what they're doing.
Love. Well, make sure you tune in to Hide and Seek tonight at 10 p.m.
Yes, they're going to be talking with a bevy of content creators about their spicy side hustle. I'm looking forward to listening to that. It's going to be a whole heap of cheeky fun.
Coming up after this, we might be talking about a psychedelic side hustle, but psychedelics in therapy.
I'm going to have to figure out how to spell that, aren't I?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
On your Tuesday morning and yesterday, Rach found out all about a very special announcement.
As we announced that Melbourne has secured another hit Broadway production to premiere here, Australian first, premiere here in Melbourne. And all I have to do apparently is say, Betelgeuse, Betelgeuse, Betelgeuse.
That's pretty exciting, Rach. So,
yes, so that was the Minister for Tourism and Sport and a bunch of whatever else he's the minister for, Steve Demopoulos. I just care about the tourism thing because Beetlejuice is going to come to Melbourne in 2025. It's still a little while away, but it's the first time it will be hitting Australian shores.
It's a massive hit on Broadway, and Eddie Perfect, in fact, Australia's very own Eddie Perfect, created it.
Yes, he did the composition for all of the songs in Beetlejuice. It is his first international musical that he's done. So he's done Shane Warne musical.
Yes, Steve Warne.
And also one about Mentone, because that's the suburb he grew up in.
So what was it actually like at the launch? Because the songs are really awesome in the musical. I really like it. You only know the movie, don't you, Rach?
I know the movie and I know a bit about the musical because I have some friends who are massive Beetlejuice fans and I know that it's got this massive cult following, but we had no idea what we were going to yesterday. Yeah, I just RSVP'd for something that came into my email account and I showed up and they were playing eerie music and then Steve got up and made that announcement and all the lights in the room turned green.
Oh my gosh, how cool. So it was like a full production with the announcement. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It was very cool to be in the room with something like that happening. But I actually had not the greatest understanding about, like, the message behind the music.
What do you mean? Like, the music? Because you've seen the movie, yeah?
Yeah, but the movie is not the musical.
Okay.
And so it's actually all about, I've forgotten the girl's name already, the main girl, the girl who it's based around. Yeah, and her grappling with grief, the loss of her mother. And Eddie Perfect actually wrote all the music with his wife Lucy in mind because she lost her mum when she was young. And it's like it's set the foundation. Deep and emotional. And, yeah, so the main song of the musical is actually called Dead Mum. And it's amazing. And Eddie did a live piano version of it. I've got a minute of it here for us to listen to.
Okay, let's have a listen.
It gave me chills. I hope it gives you chills too.
I mean, it would be such a waste of a piano if I didn't. Wouldn't it? So I'm going to do Dead Mum. It's the song that made all this craziness happen. Hey, Mom, Dead Mum, I need a little help here. Probably talking to myself here. But then, Mom, I gotta ask, are you really in the ground? 'Cause I feel you all around me. Are you here, Dead Mom? I'm tired of trying to iron out my creases. I'm a bunch of broken pieces. It was you who made me whole. Every day, Dad staring at me. Like, oh, hurry up, get happy. Move along, forget about me.
This is so gorgeous, Rach.
Yeah, so that's just a little snippet of the, like, five-minute song that I recorded on my phone, so not the best quality.
That was Eddie Perfect singing Dead Mum from the Beetlejuice musical yesterday. At the announcement, the Beetlejuice is coming back to Melbourne. Well, it's coming to Melbourne in 2025.
Yeah, for the first time.
Everyone's going to have to quickly start buying up all that black and white stripe material before it all goes.
Oh, my goodness, yes. My friend, so I messaged her straight after, because I was like, she needs to know this immediately. She actually has an entire suit, like a two-piece suit.
I love that.
That is Beetlejuice themed.
Very cool and pretty exciting. I'm very excited for it to come. And look, maybe I'll be honest, I've got so many friends who have been like, does anyone know where the auditions are? Have they cast all the parts? Everyone wants to know.
Dean, you should be Beetlejuice.
I mean, I've got the complexion for it.
You could be Beetlejuice. How good are you at dancing?
I'm exceptionally good at dancing. I am a triple threat, Rach.
I reckon you could do that.
Oh, look, well, we're just going to have to get it. Let me send them my show reel.
All right, I'm going to get Eddie Perfect on the phone. And well, not that he's going to do the casting himself, but Michael Castle, whatever, whoever. I will get them on
Michael
the phone.
Castle's just the publicity.
Dean's going to be Beetlejuice. Let's make a petition for it. Let's make Dean it Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to wear any makeup. It'd be great.
So true. And wear the jumper that you're wearing because it's already green.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Done and done.
Coming up, though, we have a live lounge.
That's right. It's a Tuesday, but we have a special virtual live lounge happening because when Rach heard Sania's track that is being released today, Rach was like, we need to get you on the show. But just getting you on for an interview wouldn't be enough. So we have an amazing virtual live lounge happening for you Tuesday to help you rock on in.
Can't wait. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Great shows. Great topics. Great radio. Joy 94.9.
And Australian software engineers will be invited to level up their ambitions with the launch of a course in flying cars. Melbourne-based RMIT partnered with Audacity to launch the Nano degree today. A course called Flying Car and Autonomous Flight Engineer is an expansion of the current self-driving car courses. The launch comes amid predictions the market for flying taxis could be worth $2.3 trillion by 2040, with aircraft expected to arrive in Australian cities as early as 2026. I'm Manuska Tonin. More news at 9.
Can we just touch on that for a second?
I thought you might like that
one. Oh, my God.
So flying cars, as early as 2026, is currently 2023.
Well, we do have electric cars now. So I guess they've just got to kind of make a reverse vacuum cleaner, whack it on the bottom. I'm not a scientist.
I think the cars will arrive here. The engineers can tinker and work with them. And then possibly somewhat later, we'll be able to actually catch a flying car.
Okay, so we're not going to be driving flying cars from 2026.
Oh, no. Can you imagine how much planning must have to be involved in working out how to do, like, traffic control in the sky with flying cars?
Wait. I don't think they're going to be flying that high.
Well, they're above the ground.
Right, fair call. I mean, I would assume they would
still
be
some sort of lane
hovering above. Like, I don't think they're going to be flying above traffic, though. I know this is a complete tangent, but whenever anyone says, "What superpower would you like?" I'm always like, "Wings or flying would be what I want, so I could just fly over everything and get to places faster."
Yeah,
but I don't think I don't think flying cars would be flying that high.
What happens though if we all end up getting flying cars and then all the traffic's just up above the ground as well?
Live in Jetson Land.
Well, my theory is that if Jetson Land would be pretty cool, don't get me wrong, because then I could have a robot cleaner. But my theory would be then petrol prices would drop because they'd need more people to buy petrol. So they try to make it cheaper. So that's my theory. I mean, I'm not an economist.
Well, depending on what your flying car is.
Well, they wouldn't use petrol. That would use. Look, what do I know?
I don't know. We're just throwing theories left, right and centre here.
According to Star Trek, they use like positron energy and stuff, so I reckon they need that for the flying cars.
To be fair, I think that they should just make teleporting and then we don't have to worry about the actual travel side of things.
If someone could get onto that, that would be really helpful. It would make it much easier for Rach and I to get up for Joy Breakfast in the mornings.
Well, thank you for bringing us the hardest-hitting news.
Absolute pleasure.
We'll catch you again at 9.
Hello, Joy fam. This is Greg Gould with Rach and Dean, the breakfast joy that you deserve. Oh, yeah, yes, you do.
Oh, my gosh.
Sania's song was so good, and the listeners have been messaging in saying the exact same thing. Wasn't that a beautiful way to start your Tuesday? Good find, Rach.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Acoustic piano as well. It is a vibe.
It's pretty awesome. We're going to be putting a video up of that. We were so grateful that Sania was able to join us this morning virtually, and we're going to be sharing that on our social. So just make sure you're following us at Joy Breakfast on Instagram and our Facebook page to be able to find it.
Simple as that. Dean, also, we had our very brilliant IT head.
The flying car tangent came in from our news headlines all about the flying car, and that threw us so much that we're going to maybe be able to have flying cars in a few years. And we got some tech support in.
Yes. So Michael came in and he's like, well, also, driverless cars in San Francisco are now being used as car share.
And I don't understand. So like, I made Michael say this like 4 times. Like, what do you mean driverless cars? So they're drone cars? I don't know. Like, what?
No, they just don't have a driver.
But what does that mean?
They're still on the road. They're not flying. It just means there's no driver. They actually just use computers to take you from point A to point B.
See, I don't know whether I love or I'm terrified by this, because it seems a little crazy. And if you've ever seen the Doctor Who episode where computers are controlling the cars, when the computers decide to take over, the cars drive into bodies of water and things.
Oh,
and
dear.
So we don't want that happening, but I am going to be going to San Francisco in a couple of months and I'm going to have to try this out. But something I think I'd be terrified. If you got into a car and there was no one driving, like, who are you going to talk to?
Well, no. Does anyone talk to the driver if the driver isn't chatty? Like, unless the driver instigates it, I'm not going to instigate chat.
I don't know if you know this about me, Rach, but I like to be in control.
Yes.
Yeah, you may have noticed. And I don't need to be driving the car, but at least need to know that there's a person. Like, I don't need to watch the pilot when they're flying the plane, but knowing that a pilot's there. If I didn't know a pilot was flying a plane, like if you thought there was a pilotless plane and it was just being controlled, would you get in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I trust technology. Like, okay. if it's trustworthy enough to do that, then I'd do it.
And this is how the Terminator, like, existence began,
oh my gosh,
Rach. And
Dean,
I'm not
going to
blame
movies.
You if it happens.
We're actually living in the future now. Mm-hmm. This is the future.
Mm-hmm. it's terrifying.
The future. It's like that ad that's on TV and it says, like, the future is for the ready. I'm ready.
I'm terrified.
Bring it on, baby.
Mm. Nah, yeah.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.